feel like the point might be a little high.
I was gonna be a plant,
but then I got high.
And that's our cold start, right? That's our cold opening. Hi, I'm Simon. I'm the one who just kept the bird in the cage.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm the bird watcher. If you know, you know. I didn't watch that bird, though. That's gross.
If you know, you know. And if you know, I'm so sorry. I really am. But welcome to another edition of Twin Appropriate Behavior. Yay! We're back from the holidays. We decided to take our time. We went a little bit on a hiatus.
Yeah, because, you know, we were really busy doing this. But we were also very busy doing other things.
Holidays, life, work.
New business, yes, trying not to cry in the corner about trying to survive without money. You know, the typical stuff during the holidays.
which this episode is sponsored by. We actually got a sponsor this time.
I mean, yeah.
But speaking of sponsors...
Oh, you remember these sponsorships? If you saw the last episode,
I have to hold the bottle a very specific way so we can...
So our other brand deals go through?
Yeah, exactly. We got to play it safe. All right.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to put my logo up here.
Yay.
Be sure to check it out. Great merch over there.
Stuff's coming out very soon. I got some new stuff coming down the pipeline, so I'm very excited to release that.
Lots of great stuff. That holiday series was really good.
Oh, it was fun.
Very thoughtful. But I get to know what's going on up in the next drop, so you're in for it. It's going to be really great.
He's like my unofficial intern where I make him do stuff, and he does it for free.
Yeah. What we wanted to talk about really kind of hit home for a lot of us, especially us Filipino-Americans, whether it's our age, our generation, or those that are younger. But, you know, we all know when it comes down to the holidays, there's a lot of family gatherings. And those family gatherings could cause a lot of anxiety, I guess.
Oh my God, on any and every level, whether it's like about your job or about your relationship status or just your overall well-being or your appearance.
Well-being? Usually to ask about well-being,
it's
right?
It's how you look, not how you
feel,
right? Yeah,
so today's topic is about toxic relatives. We wanted to call it toxic titas, but...
It's a little sexist because there's way more toxicity than just the tita.
Yeah, but apparently the toxicity is apparent throughout the family, right? It's not just exclusive to titas, but we tend to talk about specifically the titas because they seem to be the most prominent.
It's like the universal truth. Like if you go online, you see the memes about titas and stuff. But you know what? There are some really great titas out there. So, you know, shout out to the loving, supportive relatives that we have.
Right, so you know it's a special shout out to them when they're around. You know it's going to be good, but we want to talk about kind of what makes it so toxic, right? What are the things that they talk about? And I think Mark, you already know the very first thing that you hear as soon as you walk through the door, not even a hello. What do we hear from? We'll just say the toxic tita.
It's always one of two things. Wow, you got so fat. Or, why are you so skinny? You lose. Usually one of those two to start. There's a myriad of other...
Yeah, that first one is as common as they come. And that probably hits home to a lot of people. I already knew that you were going to say that, but it still hurts, you know? Right. As someone who's gained and lost weight, first of all, it's none of your damn business.
Oh, my favorite's like, oh, you've gained so much weight. I'm like, yeah, because I've been hitting the gym really hard. Yeah. And I would tell them, you don't even go to the gym.
Weight has been a big thing. I don't think it's really a matter of did you gain weight, healthy or unhealthy. I don't even think there's a kind of a means or like an approach or a meaning of they're not coming from concern.
Right? Yeah, but also I know in a lot of most of the time it's kind of coming from ignorance. They don't mean to. They don't mean to insult you, but that's not an excuse either. Like, because if you turn it around on them, how are they going to feel?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, let's turn the clock back a little bit, right? Yeah. We all know that's the most common question, you know, gain weight, lost weight. But back in the 80s, oh boy. Yeah, those are our age, especially men, our age, Filipino-Americans growing up. The uncles had a very, very popular question. This is going to really hit some of you is, let me see your bird, right? And you know, as an adult, you know that's so awful. In today's social climate, that is like,
oh, awful. No, that is not acceptable.
No,
it was not that it was acceptable then.
No,
but I don't understand the obsession with like, let me see your dick. Like, you wouldn't ask that to anybody normally, yeah. right? And on top of that,
especially
it's
to
like,
a child.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And then the whole thing about like, are you too late? Are you a man yet?
Are you on the sex offender list yet? Oh, because that's a quick way to get there.
I mean, luckily our uncles didn't really mean to like, they weren't really serious about it, but God forbid, like I'm sure there's uncles who did mean it. And like,
that's the horrible part.
You know, and that's the sad part because I know they're joking. That's how they grew up. Let's compare dicks and make fun of each other. But not that it's appropriate, but
I mean, it must have been, there was nothing y'all could do back in the day. This
right?
is literally...
Compare dicks?
Yeah, no. So, you know, I mean, not to say that the weight question or the weight topic is less hurtful or it's okay.
Right.
Just the point being is that there was a graduating scale, right? So it came from that to the weight. But other things that they would talk about is like, you know, the relationships that you're in. Right? Especially if you're single and it's like, oi, how come you're not married yet? Or if you're married, how come you don't have kids yet? Right? It becomes a whole thing. So I think the running theme here is damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah. That reminds me of a great story. I'm not going to mention names. I mean, we're over it now, but it's hilarious. One family party that we went to is my boyfriend at the time had gone with us. And one of my aunties didn't know too much about me, I guess, I would assume. And she's like, Mark, come here, let me. So she shows me a picture of this girl graduating nursing school with a bunch of people.
I know this one.
And she's, oh, that's my niece. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's nice. She's like, do you think she's pretty? She's going to be a nurse. I was like, yeah, she's there. Like, what do you say, you know?
Yeah.
And well, so she kept pushing it. She's like, do you think she's pretty? And I go, yeah, she's pretty. You know what I asked her? Does she have a brother? And she didn't get it. She didn't get it. Mom did, though. Mom was like,
walk away.
And so I think after she did get it, she didn't talk to me. She didn't talk to me for like 3 years.
Yeah, I think it was more of the shock factor.
I didn't mean to embarrass her, but also I don't blame her for assuming either, because it's not like, you know, but also who the hell did she think that random dude was coming into the parties every occasion.
Oh yeah, to tie it together with the whole relationships thing, me as a father, right? Especially when I was the one that was tagged as having kids too young, right? So, you know, the behavior of your kids was often like a way of gauging how good of a person and parent are you, right? So they expect the kids to be like, oh, Manopo, or you know, say hi, and it's like, no. They don't know you.
They don't owe you anything. They don't know that.
So, you know, I have an auntie story about that as well, right?
don't we all?
So, you know, the younger one at the time, he was a baby. And, you know, we didn't go to too many family parties to begin with, right? So, of course, whenever we come around, it's this whole thing. So we walk in through the door and, you know, I'm greeting my parents and all the other aunties and uncles, whatever. And one auntie is like, oh, Matthew, da-da-da-da. And you know, Matt, if you remember Matt, he was an angry little boy back in the day.
He was
crazy.
He's very withdrawn, but he wasn't like that if he knew you.
Yeah, and he's very kind of honest. He wore his feelings on his sleeve.
Yeah, he was.
So he would really just reject her, right, and just say, no, I don't want to do that. She says, Simon, why is your kid so suplado, right? And I can,
for those who don't know, why is he so rude?
Yeah, why is he so rude? And I see in the corner of my eye, you know, my wife is like, you better fucking say something, right? And that's, and I'll get to that point later. I think that's a very poignant thing to remember that, you know, I said something and I went, you know, auntie, he doesn't know who you are. Ever since he was born, you never saw him. You never reached out. You know, I turned it around on her. Sure, I became the asshole. But I think the important lesson here, the whole thing that as to why we're talking about it is that we're drawing those boundaries.
Boundaries. That's such a thing for our generation that we had to learn and unlearn, like to accept things that we weren't comfortable with. We had to unlearn that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
not just with our own families, but our own relationships, our own personal boundaries. As much as we kind of talk about these things and we kind of joke, these are the things that haunt other Filipino Americans, Asian Americans, or just people in general, you know, family gatherings shouldn't be a place of anxiety. I mean, it always is.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Coming from like having to plan it, having to drive out there through the traffic, having to make sure you have gifts for everyone, or being there too long or too short, whatever. But
that's an expectation, right? So, you know, why is that, right? How come we can't choose and draw that boundary and say, you know what, I can't give everyone those presents. I can't be at all these house things. You know,
yeah, why would we draw out our budgets for cousins, or, I mean, maybe cousins, yeah, but like nieces and nephews you've never met, or cousins you don't even know, or aunties you don't talk to. Like, why are we obligated to buy them things? Like, that's great that they want to buy us stuff, but they don't have to do that for us either.
Right.
You know, but, and I'm sure that was like the standard growing up, but it's not fair.
It is.
Like, if I didn't have a relationship with them, why would I do that?
It's a two-way street, right? It's not like, oh, you know, you're older, you give. You make more money, you give. I mean,
oh, that's the, it's like, oh, you make enough money. I'm like, do you know where the money goes? They grew up with that lack mentality.
Yeah, right? It's a societal norm, right? That's what they grew up with.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. Sure, it was societal norms, but they were super rigid, right? It's like, there's no way around it.
There's no exceptions. That was so weird. Like, why did we have to do these things blindly?
Well, not just that, right? So let's kind of look at the bigger picture here, right? Okay, yes, we are expected to have the gifts for everybody, especially if you're the oldest, especially if you have a career, which they're going to judge you on anyway, because they're like, how come you're not a nurse like your kuya or
a doctor, lawyer, dentist?
Or even if you are, let's say you're an NP, oh, how come you're not a famous surgeon? Like, you're never going to win.
No, you're never going to win.
So just remember that. There's no winning with them. You know, you're either too skinny, too fat, too single, too...
too tall, too pretty, anything.
Oh, man, I've heard some, and it's like, I'm glad, I'm grateful that no one's ever said this to me. They're like, what's that on your face? Like, bro, you know, it's just wild to me how, I mean, I think it's because, you know, our aunties and uncles growing up, they didn't have boundaries, they didn't understand the importance of that. So they just think you can just step all over them, and they think.
But also, they didn't have the avenue to express that.
Correct.
Because they would probably have been shut down, or it's like, oh, well, I'm the parent. You can't do this. Like, I know better. I'm like, that's not always true.
No, and sure, you are correct.
Our parents know a lot of things, but they're also they're imperfect. So are we. But we can't. It's not fair to hold other people to a standard you can't live up to.
Right, because it's not just about the gifts. It's also about you have to have this certain job. You have to have a career at this age. You have to finish college. And if you don't, if you do end up finishing, you have to finish it within a certain time frame. Then get married. But you can't get a girlfriend until after you're done with school.
Yeah,
but all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're getting divorced? Well, I don't know. I didn't have a relationship till after college.
Yeah, because I don't know how to handle myself in a relationship. Because why? You said I couldn't have a relationship.
And another set dog. Hi, Sarah.
Did you see a tail in the thing?
Hi, Sarah. Okay, we'll take a sponsorship break here. So, and she gets all the pets in the world. Go ahead and pour a sponsorship for our doggy here. You want to say hi to everybody? Oh, can you give me a woo?
Ooh, ah, woo.
No, not you. Oh yeah, so we were talking about those expectations, right? You have to fit in the
very small box
that they don't even fit in themselves. Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
Here's the thing, right? I thought about it for a while and I thought, okay, what if I fit into one of these boxes? No, you must fit all boxes. Oh, you must check them all off. You have to be this. And the thing is, at the end of the day, that's the flex for the parents. There's kind of like what we had on our career expectations episode, where we had friends that and peers that took jobs that were like only because their parents told them to, and they're fucking miserable.
Right. When they confessed what their true passion would have been.
Exactly.
I could have been this. I could have been this. I'm like, you could still do it.
So kind of turns it to the next gear here, right? How does that affect us? Right. A lot of times we're always feeling like we're not enough.
But here's the thing though, like when the adults impose these things on us, they assume we don't have feelings. They assume, and when you're younger, that they assume you don't have feelings. They assume that you're just gonna listen. Assume that you're dumb and you don't know better.
You said the key thing though, you're younger. So in a lot of our cultures here, the fact that you're younger, you're automatically a piece of shit.
Yeah,
right?
You're automatically you're stupid. Yeah. You don't matter. You owe everyone everything.
Oh, we got a wooze. Now we got a Woos. Not now, we're recording, we're picking you up. I think it just suffice it for me to say, if you don't know, you are enough. I'm going to tell you that.
You're more than enough. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. And if you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, you are allowed to go find out.
Yes.
You don't have to do it because your parents or your siblings or whoever expected of you. If it makes you happy and it doesn't harm anyone and it brings value to this world, do it, because your presence alone is already valuable.
And to go along with that, you live your life by your standards, not theirs, right? So let's wrap this all up and put it in a nice little bow. So whether it's Filipino and a lot of Asian cultures, very guilt driven, right? I'm sure I'm generalizing, but we're just understanding a lot of it's guilt driven, right? If you don't do this, you're a bad person. You don't do that, you're not good enough. And we're always behind the eight ball. We're always behind an impossible standard.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a conversation with one of my nephews, and he's like, there's so many things I want to say to so-and-so, but he's so scared to say it.
I mean, like, understandably so. I get it. Like, it's a scary thing to confront that.
Yeah, it's a fear, but like, if you really want that change to happen, you have to break through that. You have to be willing to become the black sheep. I've been there. You've been there. I'm still there in some respects. But if I were to make any kind of advice, Sam, and just kind of shoot your shot, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly.
It could be ugly.
It's going to be very difficult. I guess it's the easier way to say it. A more accurate way of saying it. It's going to be difficult.
I'm going to add, like, it's kind of like coming out. Like, you know you should do it, but you can only do it when you're ready. It's scary. It's going to hurt. But when you're on the other side, it feels way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Oh yeah. And ultimately it's up to us to break that cycle, right? Sure, our parents came here to give us a better life, right? And sure, we're getting those standards from what they were taught back in their countries and their cultures and their societal norms. So since the whole idea was for them for us to live a life that's very much American, I guess, for a lack of a better term, right? and yeah, it's one thing to keep your culture and your traditions, but there are things that can break these generational cycles, right? So it's up to you. It may put you in a position, again, you're a black sheep, but you're making that change. You're literally changing the entire trajectory of your family. And to me, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Right? So that little
thing. You just have to be in that space, right? We could tell you do it, but I know maybe it can be dangerous. You know, maybe it's not the right time. Maybe it's not. And that's fine. But at some point,
there never is the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, like, I can't come out to everybody. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it's like saying, I'm coming out as straight to just anybody I meet.
Right. Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, assess your situation. You know, like, yeah, you enough's enough. So it's either you stand your ground or walk new ground. You don't necessarily have to create a confrontation.
You can just leave the situation.
Just leave the situation.
Keep it distant.
Right?
Yeah.
Your intention is not to hurt someone.
No.
You know, and how they react is not your responsibility.
Yeah.
Right?
It's their problem, right? As you always say, not my kid,
not my kalat.
Right?
My mess.
That should be on a shirt. That should be on a shirt. New drop coming soon. Not my kid, not my kalat.
Gonna come out for Mother's Day.
And Father's Day.
Yes. I don't have a Ninong's Day. That would have been perfect for Ninong's Day.
We'll make one up. We'll make it your birthday, which is also my birthday.
So our birthday is Ninong.
Ninong Day. Officially unofficial. You heard it here first.
We always feel like the older generation may not get it, but is there progress? You know, to me, actually, there was.
Okay, explain. You
know? So I, in my head, was like, I'm going to hear it. They're going to be like, Mark, how are you? Did you gain weight? You look fat.
You're already,
like,
mentally preparing for it.
Honestly, you know. Oh, there's this doggy again.
Anyway, we can keep going.
Okay. And so I was pleasantly surprised. And across the board, all the aunties were like, wow, you look great. How are you? How's your business? And I'm like, it didn't come off disingenuous. It didn't. They were really genuinely interested. And I was like, wow. You know, like, there was progress here.
Now was it the that auntie before?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
To be fair, I feel like all of them were, but
okay. Well, when they're in a group, that's even worse.
but all across the board, the you know what the one question I got? How is your business doing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then that's proof in concept, though, right? The fact that we made moves, the fact that we responded, right? Because we grew up, don't talk back. Like, no, talk back. Talk back, but with candor,
like, yeah, respect,
with candor and respect and within reason, right? And you know, if you gotta say something, you better back your shit up.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Don't just say it to say it. You know, if you really feel what you mean and mean what you say, say it. At the end of the day, you'll be the asshole, but the goal is to have them respect you for it.
Because, in other words, don't stir the pot if you're not ready to drink the soup.
When I told
eat
them,
eat the soup, drink the soup, eat the soup, have the soup, enjoy the soup. You don't gotta
consume the soup. So tell us in the comments below, have you been the person to take that leap? Are you the person who's afraid of making that leap? And I'll tell you, it's going to be worth the while. Whatever direction you take, your peace matters. You matter. You're enough. Don't let their impossible standards
that they don't even try to live up to, by the way.
don't try to fit that little box, because even if you fit that box, there's always
it's going
to
be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's never going to be enough.
But you know, thanks for tuning in with us. We thought this would be a very important topic to tackle.
Especially after we've all just gone through it.
Yes. If not all of us, well, a good chunk of us.
Right. To giving credit where it's due.
Amen to that. To progress.
To progress.